Our words of reflection are from Nancy Schaefer, In Stillness. I have been looking for the words that come before words, the ones older than silence, the ones not mine that can't be found by thought, the ones that hold the beginning of the world and are never used up, which arrive loaned and make me weep. Now, today, it is my pleasure to introduce to you our guest speaker, Salma Ashmawi. Salma moved to Pensacola in 1981, and she works with the Islamic Center of Northwest Florida. She is the Islamic Center of Northwest Florida spokesperson and event education coordinator. She identifies herself as bilingual with English and Arabic, but English as her first language. She's a mother of four children, and of two boys and two girls, and she did show me a picture of her grandchildren, and they're beautiful, just gorgeous. She graduated from sociology from the University of Maryland, College Park. She's always worked with immigrant groups, Muslim and non-Muslim, to try to assist them in understanding society and norms. And her passion falls in that understanding. And she's also offered to give us an opportunity after the service for talk back so we can ask questions. So please come forward and thank you.
Can you all hear me or do you need a mic?
You need a mic.
Go get a mic. when I was younger, I was really loud, so I kind of still think I am. What is Islam? I'm a Muslim. I was born in Islam. I met a lot of people that made it their choice, like a lot of people here, making this congregation your choice. Islam is the total submission to God. That is the meaning of the word. It also means peace. So it's like double-edged. You totally submit to God, and you stand by peace. Muslims are those that strive to follow the word of God. They're very different from Islam. Muslims and Islam are not the same thing. Islam is the message that God has revealed to us. Muslims are those individuals, people, trying to be Muslims. So when one doesn't do well, doesn't mean Islam is wrong. Just means one person is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. We believe in God. Anybody know what the word Allah means? It means God. It's just the Arabic word for it. Khuda is in Urdu, and it means God, and they use it, actually, a lot of times instead of Allah. So it's just the language that is different. But God is the creator who created everybody here and everything. So he is our Lord, our master, and the creator. As Muslims, we believe first and foremost in the unity of God, and that his last and final messenger was Muhammad, who the Quran was revealed upon, not directly from God, but through an angel. God spoke to Moses, but did not speak to Muhammad. He spoke directly to Jesus, but not to Muhammad. So we don't think we're the greatest thing in the world. That we also believe in the angels that God has created. We believe in all of his prophets, and we love all of his prophets and honor them equally. We believe in the Judgment Day, all of his books, the messages, the Torah, the Quran, and the Bible, and other books that did not survive and that we don't know of. We believe in the Judgment Day and that God will judge everybody according to what they do and according to a very important aspect, his mercy. So he prescribed mercy on himself. He told us he is the merciful and that we are supposed to strive to have a little of that characteristic in us. Fate, not in which foot I'm going to stand on for how long, that is not the fate. Not in if I decide to do a jig right here and I know I can't and I'm going to fall. That is not the fate I'm talking about. It's the birth, and God is the one that is fate. It is when you die and how you die. Even if you kill yourself, that's fate. So that is what we believe in as Muslims. Pretty much all the rest, and the most important part of Islam, is the values. It's the values that dictate to you how to live. And they are in the Quran, which is our holy book, and they are in the Bible, and they are in any and all religions. You will not find a religion that tells you to do something bad. There may be a sect, there may be a group of people that decide to do bad, but not the religion. God doesn't want us to do bad. Hold on a second. So to link this to your seven beliefs or values, the worth and dignity. God has honored Adam and all of his descendants. And he even asked all the angels to bow to Adam. And he said he has created human beings to inherit the earth from him, from God. So he has created earth long before he created humans. And when he created humans, he created us to inherit this earth, to improve it, and to live on it. We're not allowed to humble. We are supposed to humble ourselves mostly in front of our parents, to our parents. That is commanded. But you're not supposed to bow all the way to the ground to any but other than God. So we're all pretty much equal. No one person could command that from another. He gave humans the intellect and the freedom of will. And that is honoring us, honestly. You know, he's the creator. Look around. I keep marveling at it. I come from a country. My family's from Egypt. You rarely see green. And from the plane, when you look down, everything's brown. I mean, it's really very brown. If it isn't the desert, it's dust. So I continue to marvel till this day, and I tell my children, look outside. They never were allowed to hold handheld toys to play when we traveled in cars. They had to look outside and marvel at the creation that God has given us. Until they grew older. I'm covering pretty much a lot of other of your seven value principles, and I'm not going to actually put them each in a little box because they do cross over a lot. Justice, equality, and compassion. Are we lacking in this world? My God, are we ever? God told us that he had sent his message, so that means to all, as mercy. And that, I think, is honoring us, and also compassion. There's a lot of compassion in that. The word compassion in Arabic means rahma, I'm not going to test you, don't worry. It means Rahma. And he, the creator, one of the attributes, which some call the names of God, there are 99 attributes slash names, and one of them is the Rahma, the most merciful. And we are encouraged to daily and in everything, before we do something, when I was sitting here, I also said that, we say in the name of God, when you hear on TV or movies, they say, Allahu Akbar. This means God the Great, by the way, and it doesn't mean I'm going to kill myself. that is a great sin. So before we eat, before I drive, before I do something or before I commit or start something, we say in the name of God, the most merciful, the most gracious. And that part of it is the compassion and mercy of God. The prophet has been heard to say, and there is a lot in what we can believe was said by the prophet and what was attributed to him but wasn't said by him. There's a whole study on that, which I'm not going to get into because you don't have time. he was heard to have said, be merciful to the inhabitants of earth so that he in heaven will be merciful to you. That includes everything. As Muslims, we do one pilgrimage in our lifetime if we can afford it health-wise or financially. And my son is on his way with his new bride. So from the minute you intend, you do your intentions to do the pilgrimage, you're not allowed to lie, of course. Nobody's allowed all the time. You're not allowed to cheat. You're not allowed to argue. Even arguing with voice, like, no, you didn't do that. Mm-mm. That is a big no-no. You're not allowed to kill anything, not even a fly. You're not allowed to cut down even a flower. You do not harm anything on this earth, be it human or other creatures. So that tells you how much Muslims are supposed to honor God's creations. Justice, there is a lot to be said about justice. I am going to just tell you one that I've grown up with. The prophet said that if any of us see something that is unjust, they must act. And he describes action as stopping it, by removing somebody or like two hitting each other, you just kind of step in the middle, you're acting by voice, like, stop it, guys, stop it, cool it, whatever. Which as a mommy, I didn't use it much. Or in your heart to believe and know, because there are times you cannot intervene, but you will, like in a court of law, and you're sitting there or you're one of the jurors, you do not agree, but you're not going to do anything about it, so you have to hold it true to your heart and pass it on. Justice. Did you all know that jury, the word jury, comes from the Arabic word shura? It does. Spain was a Muslim country for over six centuries. For more than 600 years. And this is where the first jury was ever held or passed on. I mean, it was held before, but I mean, passed on to the West. 12 people, and the judge is the breaker of that. And as I said, it's called Shura, and the Prophet Muhammad, when he was alive, he was our spiritual leader, and no, you don't vote for that. This goes into democracy, by the way. You don't vote for that. However, as the leader of the state, people elected him It wasn't just a given. Oh, he's the prophet of God. He has to be our leader of the state. No. He was elected. Men and women equally stepped up and voted for him or put their pledge or vote or said that they believe in him as the leader of the state. And he had a shura group, a jury, 12 people. He never decided a thing for the state before he consulted them. So that was in the dark ages, before they knew such thing as democracy. Fairness and equality and justice. I'll just tell you one thing. As Muslims, we believe in Adam and Eve, as you do. We believe they did sin. They did break. I mean, God told them, you have pleasure of everything here, but do not get close to this tree. We say apple because Christians called it an apple, but we don't know. He just said this tree. And they both committed that sin equally. No one told the other to do it. No one committed a greater sin than the other. As Muslims, our story goes as they both broke their word to God. They ate from the tree and immediately realized their sin. They both asked for forgiveness. And God forgave both equally. And part of the justice is no one carries the sin of their ancestors. You don't know what kind of father I had. And I will stand in front of God in the day of judgment, and he will judge me according to what I did, not my husband, not my kids, not my father. Me, the individual, and the things I did from when I became an adult, responsible for my behaviors and actions. And that is at puberty. That's when I'm commanded to wear the head cover. However, I can't go and force it on someone. I don't even force it on my own daughters. I teach them. It's their choice. They are individuals. They are independent. And they do what they choose. But it's my job to teach them. And then they choose. Spiritual growth and development. God says that he has created us different. So he did that on purpose, by the way. It wasn't an accident. Different colors, different skin tones, eye color, hair color. My grandson has red hair. I don't know how he got that. I have no, well, his dad is American, so he probably got it from that side. Not the Middle Eastern side, I can tell you that. But he has created us very different to get to know one another and to live together, not to judge one another, not to separate one another, not by money, not by wealth, by birth, by privilege, by color, by anything. We are created to get to know one another and to inherit the earth. We're told to build in the earth, you know, on earth, I mean. Okay, we're told to build while we're on earth, to make it a better place for everybody, to invent. The Spanish translated all of the Greek mythologies and the Roman books and preserved all these books. They go way against Islam. Okay, they're talking about several gods and getting jealous and doing this and doing that. This is against Islam. But they didn't burn these books because that is somebody else's heritage. They preserved it. They translated it to several languages. So that kind of tells you what's going on today is not all that right. Plus, the focus is only on the wrong. I just had to put that in because it really hurts me. And my kids get the worst of it. We are only judged by God. And God judges us with his mercy based on our actions. So there's always that mercy. If we decide to only go into heaven, if God wills, by our actions, we cannot do half as much as God's mercy does. Democracy, I already told you that the council that God, that the prophet had and the word jury, global communities, improving global communities. That was kind of part of what I said before. And I did mention that we are commanded to improve upon what we have, medicine, science, literature. I meant to bring you a big, huge book about Muslim inventors, things that we use today. And I forgot this morning. I'm really sorry about that. But trade. Did you or anybody know that there are some Chinese that are Muslim? Anybody know that? Do you know there's about 100 million Muslim Chinese? And they were not, they didn't choose to become Muslim through war, battle, or invasion. We didn't battle that far. It was trade, basically. People being good and nice and kind. And you see them and you say, why are you that way? And you try to understand. And if they understand, and if these people are truly following Islam, then they realize that there is justice, there is a peace aspect. The Prophet said that none of you will enter heaven if you do not love for others what you love for yourself. So we do say, wish for others or treat others as you treat yourself. No, you're supposed to love for them what you would love for yourself. And I love for all of you to have grandbabies. Is it time? Okay. I have the pictures if anybody wants to see them. They're really cute. One just turned 3 months today, so that's why I'm so excited. Thank you so much for coming and listening. You're welcome. And you're welcome to come back after refreshments. If you have any questions, I love answering questions.
Four element blessing. May the firmness of the earth be yours. May the flow of the water be yours. May the freedom of the air be yours. May the fierceness of the fire be yours. May all of the gifts of this life, the below and the above, be with you now and remain with you always. Go in peace.